Trumas, Perikvav Mishnah Beis. Bas Yisrael sha'achla truma, va'achar kach nises l'kohen. So Bas Yisrael that ate truma, and then she got married to a kohen. So before she got married to a kohen, she had to pay keren and chaymish. Im truma shaloi zachar b'kohen achla, mishalemes keren b'chaymish la'atzma. So if no other kohen took the keren or the chaymish yet, she didn't give it to any kohanim, so she pays keren and chaymish to herself. Now that she's married to a kohen, she can actually eat the keren and chaymish that she was supposed to give to a kohen, who are obviously the wife of a kohen. Vim truma shezocha pa kohen achla. But what happens if she ate truma that was already a kohen's truma, that he was already zoichin the truma when she ate it? Mishalem es keren lebalim. So then first she's got to pay the keren, the amount that it's worth, to the kohens that own this truma. But the chomish she keeps her for herself. Chomish la'atzma, the chomish she keeps for herself. Mnei sha'amru. Because Chazal say, "Ha'oichel truma shoygeg mishalim keren lebailim v'chomish lechom mishiyertza." Because a person that eats truma b'shoygeg, he pays keren to the owners, but the chomish part v'chomish lechom mishiyertza. But person can pay chomish to whoever he wants. So therefore, she can keep the chomish for herself.